Welcome to the Archer Institute blog, in audio. Today we're looking at an article called The Capital Works Fund and 10-Year Plan, What NSW Committees Must Budget For.
Good one for committee members to get across. This is one of those things that can trip people up badly. You join a committee thinking you'll just approve a budget, someone mentions the Capital Works Fund, and suddenly you're not sure what you're looking at.
And the danger is that getting it wrong doesn't show up straight away. A scheme can look absolutely fine for years, then a roof fails, a big quote arrives, and owners are hit with a special levy out of nowhere.
Which nobody wants to be on the receiving end of. So let's start at the basics. What actually is the Capital Works Fund?
Every strata scheme in NSW runs on two separate funds. The administrative fund covers the everyday costs: cleaning, insurance, gardening, electricity for common areas, minor repairs. The regular, recurring stuff.
And the Capital Works Fund is for the bigger, less frequent jobs.
Right. Replacing the roof, repainting the entire building, upgrading the lift, resurfacing the driveway. These don't happen every year, but when they do, the cost is significant. The Capital Works Fund exists so the money is already there when the bill arrives.
I've heard older owners call this the sinking fund. Is that the same thing?
Same idea, different name. The Strata Schemes Management Act 2015 uses the term Capital Works Fund. Sinking Fund was the old name. So if an owner at your AGM says Sinking Fund, they mean Capital Works Fund.
Good to know. How does a committee actually plan for this? You can't know exactly when something is going to need replacing.
That's where the 10-year plan comes in. You look ahead at the major works the building will likely need over the coming years, estimate roughly when each will be due and what it might cost, then work out a steady contribution level that builds the fund up in time.
So you spread the cost out rather than hoping nothing breaks.
Exactly. A scheme that plans collects a manageable amount each year. A scheme that doesn't plan ends up reacting to crises. The committee should confirm the current planning requirements for their scheme with NSW Fair Trading, because the specifics can vary.
What are committees actually supposed to be budgeting for? What goes in this fund?
The article covers four areas. First, major structural items: the roof, external walls, waterproofing, the building envelope.
The stuff that protects everything else.
Second, building services: lifts, common area electrical and plumbing, fire safety systems. All of those have a lifespan. Third, aesthetic and protective works: full repainting, driveway and path resurfacing, common area flooring. And fourth, shared amenities: fences, gates, pools, gardens, any common equipment the scheme owns.
It's a long list when you see it written out.
It is. And the committee recommends the contribution level, with the owner's corporation approving it through the budget at the AGM.
Let's go back to the special levy problem, because I think that's what makes people take this seriously.
The article describes a very common chain of events. The committee keeps levies low to please owners. The fund stays thin. Years pass with no problems. Then something major fails. The quote is large, and the fund doesn't nearly enough. The owner's corporation has to raise a special levy. That is a one-off charge on every owner to cover the shortfall.
And those can land at a genuinely difficult time for people. If someone is already stretched, a big, unexpected charge on top of regular levies is brutal.
The point the article makes is that the same money collected steadily over the years would have been far less painful. A well-funded Capital Works Fund is one of the kindest things a committee can do for its owners.
I like that framing. It's looking after people, not just ticking a compliance box.
And it connects to building insurance as well. The article notes that budgeting for major works and making sure the scheme is properly insured for rebuilding costs go together. Both are about being financially ready for a bad day.
So for a committee member listening to this right now, what is the one thing to do?
Get a clear picture of where your Capital Works Fund actually sits. Does the scheme have a 10-year plan? Is the fund being built at a level that covers what is coming? If you are not sure, that is the conversation to have with your strata managing agent, and confirm the current requirements with NSW Fair Trading.
The full article is on the Archer Institute blog, and it is worth reading through in full.
Archer Institute offers nationally recognized online and self-paced training with real Australian-based support. If you want to get across the funds, the planning obligations, and good financial governance for committees, their Strata Members CPD course is a solid place to start. You can call them on 1-800-069-273.
Thanks for listening.